presents
Tatters
of the King, a 6th edition Call of Cthulhu campaign. Let the madness begin.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
It's going.
Cool.
It's like that thing after you hit a home run and no one congratulates you, we're just going to shun you. You're like, what do you guys want to do? Silence.
Nice. You guys are in CAG. You have been given a box that contains 3 clips, 5 rounds apiece of 6.5 bullets.
Magic bullets. Thank you.
Roll Arcana.
Yep. 78.
They are +2 bullets.
He said it. It's a thing.
Nah, it's not a thing.
it got written on the paper. I saw it. It's a thing.
I believe Troy has those, and Troy was also given a very long diary.
That'll take you 6 months to read.
For the sake of the podcast, we're not going to read entirely on the show, so if anyone wants to hit the points, that would be great. You can go ahead and do that.
So this is a diary that we are assuming is from... Is it Scipione?
Not assuming. It has a name on it.
It's on the back.
Right.
Yeah. It's literally written on the back of the thing, and I did tell you what it was.
All right. It's not on the paper. And as we've established, if it's not on the paper...
Yeah.
That's Lucas's notes. Those don't count. And that says...
They very do count.
That says Scipione's.
Gretzky's first letter.
Like jabroni.
Don't look at me. It says Scipione.
You're not wrong.
His name's Scipione.
Shabloopy.
Anyway, this sort of documents 75, 76 days of the travel of Anzalone, Quarry, Del Negro, and Scipione. Ride the Scipione. Basically, we've followed their directions to a T. So the first little bit describes... sort of what they're doing. They talk about how Scipione talks about how they're going to find the Suotoa, and how are you choosing to pronounce the elder god in this game?
Oh, that Shognar Foggin. Because nobody really knows how to pronounce these things. There is no pronunciation guide.
It's anyway,
not the book I have.
So he talks about going to the Towers of Silence, the White Acolyte, a lot of stuff that we've already talked about. Chumpo,
we did those things.
Travel, getting a caravan, literally everything we've done so far. It's just sort of, follow along, you know, paint by numbers kind of thing. It gets to be a little more interesting in the last 70 days. It looks like day 72, they actually enter Mustang, and begin searching for Drachmar. Day 73, Del Negro and Scipione are fine, but Quarry and Anzalone are suffering. Their breathing is ragged, headaches, nausea. They apparently split up on day 74. Del Negro takes one group over one side while Scipione takes the other group. He says no one lives here, blah, blah, blah. Then the next day they found it. It's right where they thought it would be. The cliffs and the valley are painted orange, and there are caves all around. The porters have left, and the guide will not camp in the valley. Anzalone is now quite sick. He woke up several times saying he was suffocating. So they actually enter Drachmar day 76, which is, I guess you would call it the second to last entry, third to last entry. They find writing on the walls, some sort of creature. He does describe it as creature, but then it goes on to refer it as him. Watches them from the shadows. He thinks it's a Suotoa. Suotoa? I don't know. You spelled it differently, I think. Yes. You spelled it differently from the first page. Anyway, Del Negro wants to shoot him, but Scipione keeps him from doing it. There's a deep noise that can be heard from the ground. It seems to tremble. It moves in rhythm with his own heart. He begins to panic. Del Negro insists we must leave this place. They agreed. He is packing everything as I write this and intends to watch all night. But none of us will leave is the final, I would say, cognizant entry. Then there's a whole, like, run-on giant sentence with talking about the monster, the root of all evil, a dream. It seems like Scipione struck someone down, hit him again and again. He questions whether or not this was the White Acolyte. So we don't know, but it seems like he might have killed one of his own party members or someone else. A god, a monster, what have I done? It's out there, a piece of the monster, Miri Nigri. What have I done? 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 Makes it seem like he killed what he believes is the White Acolyte.
All right. Pretty, you seem confused, Troy. You good?
Because he said you spelled something differently from page one to that page. And
it's very possible.
Well, there's an extra S.
Yeah.
Cody's being a dick.
No, it's I look at it on one page, and I go, oh, it's Sathoa. And then I see another S,
there's
and I go,
nothing with an H in it. Yeah. So there.
What's an H got to do with it?
Because you're pronouncing an H.
Yeah. In, you know, most of the time when you see a T-S, it has a noise.
Okay.
It's the silent unspelled H of the Orient.
Exactly. Shang Tsung.
There actually wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
In Japan, it's Tsu. T-S-U. Tsu. I took Japanese. It was hard. I got a D.
Well, this is getting good.
So will the people who are intelligent make some rolls and see if we know what Suathoa is, or Shognar Foggin, or...
Give me...
Miri Nigri on the back, perhaps.
Give me a... Well, give me an idea roll. Those of you who... yeah, go ahead. Go and give me an idea roll.
Pass.
I failed by one.
You get the idea that this Suathoa and the Miri Nigri are the same thing.
Really?
Why do I get that idea?
The way it should be described in there, and whether it is or not, it's a creature that he sees. He gives it two different names.
Okay.
It's out there, a piece of the monster Miri Nigri. There's no punctuation, so you're clever enough to realize it. I'm not. I assume Miri Nigri was something else.
Can I roll to know what any of those things are?
Language, origin. Miri Nigri sounds to me like Japanese, maybe? I mean, to me, Miri Nigri might be a type of sushi for all I know, like that. I'll go in and have a roll of the Miri Nigri, please.
He was talking about eating real food and not just rice somewhere in there. Maybe he was just hungry.
I don't think there's a lot of sushi trade at the highest point on Earth.
Hey, maybe they want to be exclusive. You don't know. I mean...
Back too far.
Just devil's advocate all day. That's Troy all day today.
It's Troy's daily life.
Only when I come across ignorance.
I think it's a fairly safe bet to assume that there's not an all-you-can-eat sushi place in the mountain
you
ranges
know what
of Tibet.
And you assume.
Okay, Mr. Contrarian.
You mean a cult roll?
Yay!
Why can't I do a cult roll?
Yeah.
Well, then give me an occult roll.
You look.
Why can't I do a cult roll?
You look decidedly
at
him.
I keep thinking that he's the only one who has a cult. Sorry.
They like train each other.
I've read some books.
Did you read enough books?
I did. I passed.
You failed?
Yeah.
The Miri Nigri, you know, are also known as the Chochos. It's TCHO-TCHO. And they are these sort of humanoid figures with charcoal dark skin that are slightly taller than humans and kind of monstrous looking.
Well, I guess I'll relay the information. So I'm trying to think of what I've listened to that had Chochos in it. And I want to say it was a Delta Green episode.
Lots of things involve Chocho.
How well did you pass? Pretty good?
Yeah, 31 out of 61.
Cool. You know that these were creatures that were created by Chognar Foggin.
Well, now that we all know that.
Do we know who that is?
Yeah.
How long have we had that name? I mean, I know you do. To us
slums
in the game.
What?
Go ahead and tell them.
No, I want to know if our characters know. I don't want to know. I do want to know, but...
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, your parapsychologist knows, and I just can't find the notes.
So. It's an elder god with the head of an elephant.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
He speaks to people in dreams.
That's right.
Usually draws them in.
Most of them speak to people in dreams, but yeah.
I couldn't remember.
No, he like specifically, that's his shtick. Like, Cthulhu doesn't necessarily reach out to people in dreams, but like Shugnar Foggin, that's his thing. It's like, you know, the whole, I'm going to go to Tibet and become enlightened. Like, that whole ideology is explained away by Shugnar Foggin. That's where you go to meet the yogi, to meet the master at the top of the hill is a 12-foot tall giant man with an elephant's head. Like, that's, he sleeps and dreams and contacts people and...
Freddy Krueger in an elephant costume?
You know, Schroeder, you know that this is a creature that is, has, yes, it looks like an elephant, has ears that are webbed and tentacled, trunk, the trunk is terminated in a huge flaring disc, at least a foot in diameter.
The ears are tentacled?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're big, I would say, strange looking. Like, literally the side of that expensive box is Shugnar Foggin.
Huh. Yeah.
Which apparently I've covered up with something else, so you can't see it. But I was like, Shugnar Foggin, ta-da!
There's a small picture of him if you want to look at it. It's very tiny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot he was on the cover of that thing. Ba-boom!
It's not really Shugnar Foggin. I think it's supposed to be an idol of Shugnar Foggin, but supposedly resides deep in the mountains in Tibet and reaches out to pilgrims to serve his bidding.
Hey, the White Acolyte, we've heard of him before, haven't we? Or,
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Or she, or...
The White Acolyte is supposed to be part of the Trinity, is kind of what we were going with, right?
When we first heard of him at
the White Acolyte is...
That's the first time we heard of him?
I think so.
The what?
We talked about the White Acolyte at the Towers of Silence with the Parsi, I think.
We did, yes. I was trying to think, because he was doing it as a Trinity. Haster at the top, the King in Yellow, and then the Stranger, a sort of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But I feel like the White Acolyte was either an actual acolyte, or it was a synonym for, like, the Stranger. I feel like it was a synonym for the Stranger, but I don't remember exactly.
Lucas, that is that is a very accurate statement.
See, I can remember things that we literally haven't discussed for three months. Season.
All right. Is that all you want to try to gather out of there?
I mean, I don't know that. They talk about splitting up, but there's no detail of any maps or description. There's no description of where they went. So unless I'm missing something, we can't determine where Drakmar is from his journal. Just, we started heading down the map that's not included.
Correct.
So
the only information you've gotten from Siva and Taswan, your other guide, is it's up.
So if we show them this, they talk about splitting up. They talk about the valley painted orange and the writing on the walls. They don't recognize that descriptor.
No, both of your guides will tell you that they've never been there and that it is said to be an extremely
scurry
sacred
place.
And dangerous place.
Okay.
People just don't go there.
So I assume we're going to rest.
Well, lead the way.
All right. Time for the Englishman to just charge ahead.
Sacred how? Like... I understand, like, places are sacred and you're not supposed to go to, blah, 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 because either, like, somebody's supposed to be coming through there.
Because of the belief of that god being there, they don't go there. It's okay. A sacred place.
Like,
so they believe he resides there.
Some.
He, as in...
Chognar.
Okay. So, Drakmar is the place... Is Drakmar and the valley, are we assuming, the same place? Or did they go somewhere that was not Drakmar? Or are they going to someplace that is inside Drakmar? Is Drakmar the Orange Valley that they went to?
As described, yes.
Okay.
I take it that Drakmar is the building structure.
Well, I've not heard anything that details of
the building structure should be more described.
He literally says we entered Drakmar for the first time. There are caves and walls and paintings and things.
Right.
Yes.
That's why I'm assuming that.
Well, there are also caves and walls and paintings and things. Out of doors. Anyway, let's go to the temple and confront the guy who's probably insane and murdered somebody in his party, is my assumption.
Does anybody have... Is there like a religious role? Is it religion? Is religion a thing?
No.
No.
Theology, history?
Theology is not. History is.
History will work.
Pass.
Is that just a natural history role?
No.
Natural history is natural stuff. There's an actual history roll.
Oh, I see it.
Fail.
I can tell you who won the prize fight 2 years ago. What round and what took him out, too.
So, you're the one who passed?
Yeah, I did.
You put two and two together and understand that the sacred god that I'm air quoting The them is Ganesh, not actually known as this Chognar Fong.
Makes sense.
Sensible?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that sums that
they
up.
They worship Ganesh, not Chognar.
Right. Which, right. Yeah. right. They don't, they
which is expected of anybody not I mean, culty, right? And,
yeah, unless you would understand that these were occultish people, which clearly you don't think they are.
No, they all are.
You believe
all
that
of them.
Ganesh would be the actual god.
Okay, well, let's take a little sleep, and then let's make these shitty climbing rolls and go up to the next monastery of whatever Tay, whatever, wherever we're going.
The monastery of Tay.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's where we think Scaramucci's at.
Scaramucci. The mooch. We can't even make jokes because it was over so fast.
Scaramucci, Scaramucci. Can you do the final?
My trivia team name this past week was Death to Mucci.
I like it.
Go. Nice.
That's good.
Isn't Scaramucci an actual, like, coach? It's like a college football coach. That's why I said Scaramucci. I'm pretty sure it is. I'll look it up here in a little bit.
Anyway,
more people than the Mooch probably have that name, although they're probably getting it changed at this point.
You all sleep.
Cool.
Congrats. Those of you who had issues with mountain sickness, that rest does help that, so you are alleviated for that for now, until you roll poorly again.
I'm going to leave that there, because I'm going to need it again.
Yep.
So do we all wake up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's freezing cold.
We're at that point, Daniel, where
the people, if you recall,
literally standing on a mountain with a dream god.
If you recall, the people did allow you, they found you a place to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
That gold coin was amazing, and they found you a place to sleep. They gave you food.
Yeah, Macduff, where did you find such currency up here?
I'm, you know,
ground. Literally just lying on the ground.
Yeah.
Deception?
I didn't say that. I said I found it around. It's not deception.
Yeah, I guess you're not wrong.
It just sounds completely bullshitty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I roll psychology to see if he believes what he's saying?
Sure.
Because he probably does.
It's a pass by one.
He's not wrong when he says he found it around. But
I am not saying this to deceive anybody.
No.
I am saying it as to not have to lie to you.
Right. No, you gave a proper
I'll,
answer.
I'll let it.
He is not wrong in saying he found it around.
You will intuit that I am trying to not lie to you.
No. You stay away from my gun.
You're not quite a lie detector.
Good luck.
You can't tell
good luck
that
stealing a gun with a barrel's four and a half feet long.
Can't really read his mind, but. Yeah,
just scuff it up a little bit. He won't care. It's not shiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I seem to remember that being part of it. It has to be, like, shiny, right? Yeah, isn't it? Just shiny objects?
Just throw some dirt on it.
Wake up. You go to... there's a small communal area for you and your crew. They are all eating breakfast. Siva is there. Tiswan is there.
Sucks we don't have those guys to carry our stuff anymore. They left us, right?
Most of them, I think.
Most of them.
I thought there were still a couple left.
Oh.
We have the mountain guide and one other guy.
Using it as you go.
The mountain guide.
I still think we were forced to carry our own stuff from here on out because there wasn't enough. I don't know.
Siva sees you and approaches. Says, I'm sorry, my friends, but no one will go further.
If no one will go to the Monastery of Tay, how did they get this book?
Yes, I asked them. They said that the book was found in the roadway. It was found in the knapsack. There was a knapsack with it. It was found in that knapsack.
So how did we know? We were told he was at the Monastery of Tay. How do people know that if they won't go any farther up the mountain?
People have before. He's telling you that the crew you're with refuses to go.
Okay, well, hire some people. How much more gold you got?
The appropriate amount.
One coin will probably... You got one more coin, it'll probably hire the whole town.
I mean, we could probably persuade him.
He tells you that...
You have weapons.
He tells you that a young boy went up in search of medicine for a sick sibling and never returned. They believe the place is cursed.
Because a little kid went up a mountain and didn't return? That's
right.
Come on.
God. All the superstitions.
Tell him to buck up.
Tiswan refuses to go as well, and I'm afraid I cannot go myself.
Cannot?
Will not.
Will not.
However, your mountain guide stands up and is like, I'll go.
Because of course he does.
Apparently he's Australian now.
I think of one of these characters in accents.
I think he had an accent before, just not Australian.
I don't remember. We never named him, so we're just going to call him Phil, because I think that was Troy's idea.
No, my name, my choice was Gregor.
Oh, Gregor? Gregor it is.
Dirk Manparts.
All right, well, lead the way then, because...
No, he's not going with us. Are you talking about the mountain guide?
No, Siva's not going.
Mountain guide.
Mountain guide will go with you. However, you guys are now a group of five, and you can't carry all the shit you have, so you're going to have to choose what essentials you have. I need a list of what you're keeping.
We don't have a list of what we have.
You have food, knapsacks, or backpacks, bed rolls, I guess, among all kinds of other things that you would be carrying with you for camping. Tents, you have guns and bullets.
I don't see any of those things as non-essential.
Can you carry them up?
I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing. If I'm just walking a road, that's what we've been...
That's the thing. You gotta know whether or not you're carrying too much by yourselves.
Ask the guide. What all can we take up there? Or the mountain guide. Someone who has more expertise with climbing mountains and what we can carry without...
He has a backpack. He says, all I've got is my bedroll. I have a pistol with me.
Well, you're not gonna sleep out of doors at 20,000 feet or wherever we're at.
No, let me finish when I'm talking. I have a bedroll, my pistol, I have a tent, I have an extra set of clothing, and I have enough food for a couple of days, which is not much, really.
That's literally all the things you just listed.
You also have people carrying heavy packs of other shit. I didn't know if you wanted any more of that shit.
I don't know what any of that ever was.
It's all camping equipment and other air quote essentials.
I mean, I would assume that I'm taking my pistol, my rifle, a bedroll, a tent for myself, and food.
Okay.
And it's...
Yeah, same thing.
I mean, never assumed I had anything other than that, besides maybe
that's because the
camping.
Other people were carrying the rest of your stuff.
But I mean, like, the rest of the
but
stuff...
But I don't know
what
it would have been that they were carrying that would not have been
like
those things.
Utensils. It's like camping utensils, things to cook in. Like, that's...
We didn't hire 12 people to carry a spork and a spoon.
Well, we are talking about, you know, fake money that we hired these people with. So, like...
was, please carry this box of sporks.
I
like to use a new one with each bite.
Wasn't it a watch you used to pay for this? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. We had to, like, barter for... Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So you guys take the essentials. Let's move up the mountain.
Okie dokie. Do we have... I mean, I just assumed that we had anything that seemed reasonable. If you'd like us to make a list, we can make a list, but...
Carry my guns on my person. I mean, bedroll, tent, food. That's it.
All right. This is a...
I have a lantern also.
This is a 7 to 8 hour journey up the mountain.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
It is another... Up the mountain we go. It is roughly another 3,000... Is that right? 3,000 feet?
That's what you said earlier.
It's roughly another 3,000 feet. I need another one of those con by five rolls. See if you don't get the mountain sickness. That's a fail for Schroeder.
Oh. Pass! All right.
Con by five. Nope.
Mine's pass.
You passed? All right. So you guys got your sticky notes. You're taking negatives. Negative five to all skill rolls, I believe is what it is.
And minus one to strength index.
Correct. You guys get...
Never done high altitude training, the bull.
As you guys are going up, you're starting to feel worse and worse. The day is going on. It seems like it's taking forever. It is very cold. It is windy. Snow-packed. And you see a small building that is painted red in the near distance.
Brothel, let's go. Oh, sorry.
And as you approach, your mountain guide, who's leading you, stops and yells, "Ho there! Spot hiddens."
Pass.
Pass?
Less than half.
I passed.
So you guys all look up at the monastery, and in the doorway, a figure appears. Yeah, your mountain guide's head just blew off, and a crack hits.
Holy fuck. God.
I will return fire.
Okay. It is,
God damn it.
Let me get the yardage correct, because it's far. It's too far for your shotgun.
Yeah.
How far is it?
If it's that far, then that guy didn't blow his head off.
does when he impales and has the gun that he's using with the damage that it hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he uses that imaginary sniper rifle, 50 cal auto laser guided thing.
In 1930.
It's about 80 yards.
Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Hit that with my rifle.
Initiatives? I forget how initiatives work.
Dex.
Is it just
order.
My dex?
Yeah.
So who's got dex?
16.
14.
15, actually, because I'm at minus one.
10 then.
10 as well.
Okay. We'll just put Schroeder first because he answered first, and Daniel. So, Cody, what's your plan, Stan?
To shoot him in the face.
Can you shoot? Can you shoot that far with a shotgun?
No. I brought the elephant gun for a reason.
Oh, I forgot you had that elephant gun.
I'm gonna put a slug in him the size of a fucking bowling ball.
Well, I forgot you had that thing.
You gotta like spend like 30 minutes like setting it up and getting it mounted right.
Oh,
and
before you do that, sand checks because your guy's head just exploded in front of you.
I failed.
Pass.
Failed.
It's 1D. It's 1D
two.
Two. We didn't recover any sand from last game, did we?
No.
No.
Okay.
Nah. I probably took out a giant chunk of that wall.
Miss?
Yes.
All right. Troy?
I'm going to fire. Nope.
Miss. Ping. Bouncing off the monastery walls.
Here next. Schroeder.
No, okay. Nope.
Can't wait for him to take me out with the 50 cal. That is laser guided.
Oh, nope, that's a fail for me too.
Can I take my second shot now?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I get two shots.
Oh yeah, me too.
Actually, you get two rounds because it takes him an extra round to
reload.
Ooh. Yeah.
So we get four shots at this guy before he can fire again?
I'm just going by what this says. Every other round is when he fires. So every two rounds, I'm sorry. So you guys get another round before
Christ.
He goes.
Now whatever he's using is ridiculous.
Okay.
Not want it.
Nope. Second shot misses.
Nope.
Ah, so close. Nope.
Nope.
I'm just going to bull rush.
I'm going to roll a d4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
To be fair, we have not taken a second round. This is now round two. If it takes... If
oh, that's right, because you got two shots. Go ahead and do your second round.
I'm just going to keep...
Sorry, I forgot. Does that elephant gun take an extra round to load?
Well, as far as I know, I wrote attacks one or two, not one every other round.
Okay, good.
Assuming I missed.
God dang. Miss.
So...
I mean, I'm shooting off base, so.
As am I.
I'm shooting off five more than base
for
same. Rifle.
Like, is it worth trying to run up and have a better shot with a handgun, you think?
I mean, that's just...
If you're at 80 yards, you're going to sprint, what, 30? You're going to cut that distance in half, maybe?
It's still not going to be enough.
And you're probably going to be at the target he goes for?
Yeah.
The question is, do you want to make yourself a target for a potentially better shot?
There you go. Hit. There we go. 16 cool. out of 30.
What is
2d6 plus 4.
Big money.
No whammies.
No.
It was 7 damage.
7?
Still a lot.
Thought that one was a 6.
Alright, you fire a shot and it hits him in the leg and he kind of drops down to one knee. But he's still... It's a good shot. Decent damage.
33.
Oh, I thought that was a 2.
It's a crit fail. Oh, wait, no, we're not playing.
Crit fail?
We're not playing Delta Green. We're not playing Delta Green.
Why would that be a crit fail?
He roll.
In Delta Green, it is.
Yeah.
You all get two shots?
I don't know. Mine does.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck you reload a giant gun like that and fire it twice in the span of a few seconds, but apparently you do.
Doesn't have anything to do with that.
No, an elephant gun.
Oh, that. The elephant gun doesn't make sense. I would think that should have a loading time, but if it doesn't, it doesn't.
All right. Well, it's his turn.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
So, again, 1 through 4 from clockwise.
That is Schroeder. He's going to fire on you.
He misses.
Oh, that's shit. Multiple dice.
How many hit points you got?
10.
Sounded like D6s. It's going to be rough. You're probably unconscious.
All right. That's out. Damn it. That's a 52 out of, what was his skill? 90 something?
Laser guided, man.
Expert marksman.
360 no scope, bitch.
Can I have a D6? Thank you.
The order sign is a 6 if you get one. Just FYI.
It is only 4 points of damage. Cool. The world really low.
Only 4.
All right.
So how many hit points you got?
6.
All right. Yeah, he pops a shot, probably hits you in your leg.
Nope.
Let's try to die.
Is that a 1? Yeah, hit him.
Cool. Roll some damage.
There
for
it is.
14.
If he's human, he's now dead.
Yep. You blast a hole through his forehead. You manage to. Yep.
First aid, Schroeder. I rolled 31 out of 63. D3 or D4? D3. I think it's D3. 1 hit point back.
Yay!
You know, you can do that on, like, once per wound, right?
Yep.
Once per wound.
One person can. I thought it was...
You can only heal a wound once.
Gotcha.
So the idea
Is there a time frame on that? I don't remember.
Nope, that's it. He now has to rely on natural healing or get to a doctor.
That's what I figured. If you don't have any kind of medical kit to help you, then yeah.
Except I just don't remember if healing is D3 or D4.
I'm going to search the mountain guy to see if he had a medical kit on him.
You can't use it unless you have medicine.
I do.
What did you say?
Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to roll medicine. It's literally a 7. I'll probably hurt myself more by trying to do it.
I cut a spider out of someone once on an OT2, and I had like a 5% chance, so you never know. Yeah.
It's almost as if it is statistically possible. Doesn't mean it's realistic.
Right. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the first time that the spider was trying.
I still do want to look through the mountain guide stuff, take his food.
Yeah.
He can take his stuff.
He had a pistol.
We can carry it.
He had a pistol.
I'm sure we can take his food. If not, I'll just eat it there. We can share it.
I'm actually slinging my elephant gun and approaching with my shotgun drawn now.
Okay.
To the building.
Yeah, I'll pull my pistol instead as we approach.
You approach the building, and you see a dead man laying on the ground.
Well, yeah.
I believe you saw a photograph in Italy at one point, or through descriptions and things.
We need to see a photograph, because I had names.
You do know that this is Scipione.
Is there anyone else inside this building?
You'd have to go inside the building.
Well, yeah, I am stepping over the body and pointing the barrel into the room. Because if it is a combat situation, I'm going to make sure all hostiles are neutralized before we keep going.
You walk in and it is pretty dark in there. You're going to have a light source of some kind.
Like the lantern.
What windows there are really just slits to let in air rather than really let in light.
That sounds familiar.
So, listen rolls.
The slits and shadows of Vestrin that came out yet. Fail.
Fail.
Impale, I believe. 5 out of 26.
You don't hear any more movement inside.
Okay.
What was his light source?
There is the remnants of a burnt out fire in the middle of the room and pieces of what looks like furniture he had used to make the fire.
I want to pick up his gun.
Okay. You have picked up carbine 6.5 millimeter. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Manlicher? Manlicher?
I guess you're not
Manlicher. It's an M1893.
Do I know about it?
Well, that's the gun you picked up.
I mean,
stats on the gun that he can write down for himself. If he intends to use it.
The stats would be in there.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that in here.
That's fine.
It is a rifle, much like the one that Troy has, I believe.
Then it is not in here.
Is it not in there? I didn't think it was either because I thought I looked earlier.
There's a carbine, but...
It holds a clip of 5 rounds, has an effective firing rate of 1 shot every 2 rounds.
Is there anything else on him? Is there anything else useful to look at, to see, to investigate?
Not really.
He hasn't been writing anymore.
You don't find anything on him. Inside the monastery, if you guys get a light source, you got a flashlight, don't you?
Lantern.
Okay.
Oh, this is the monastery?
You are in the monastery of Tay.
Yes, sir.
So, that's a half, not one or two per round, right?
Probably.
It says 1-2, so that's probably what that means, is you get a half shot per round.
Yeah.
It means you get one shot every two rounds.
Right.
Well, you missed, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you missed every shot anyway, so.
I killed him.
No,
him. No, I'm not saying him.
No.
His is one or two.
Oh.
You
I'm
him.
Saying the infield, which he says he has,
is one half.
Is one half.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Okay. So you shouldn't have gotten
which,
shot off.
Which would, I mean, would have drastically, yeah, I would have taken a different gun as well, understanding that.
Well, at this point, the man is dead. We're not going to retcon it.
He stands back up. I shoot him in the face with a shotgun.
What was the damage of his gun?
2d6 plus 2.
It's like literally the same gun they were using.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
I just rolled 2 1s.
I dropped the gun because I don't want it.
I rolled 2 1s when I rolled the damage, so.
Okay. So, thanks for that, Lucas. Who can make a navigate roll?
You guys are inside the monastery.
Yes.
Right. Right.
We don't know where to go from here.
Right. So, do you want to check the monastery out?
Well, I asked you if there's anything else to look at.
You said on him.
No, I said, is there anything else around here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then we started talking about how Schroeder had a flashlight, told him it was a lantern, and we never proceeded.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, you walk around. You see that there are little etchings on one of the walls. See, you see, like, a little square in one corner, and a big oval in another corner, and a big line, as if it is a map of some kind.
Okay.
He said an oval and a what?
A small square.
You ever seen Indiana Jones with the little red line tracing to the dot? It's like that.
No.
Pretty much.
Okay. Is there any actual distinguishing features on it, or is it just like a circle and a square and a line that gives no actual details that a map would actually give?
Nobody drew a couple of like pointed hills or...
Maybe there's a tree.
In the oval, you see little dots.
There's no...
Give me a spot hidden.
There's one tree in between, just in the middle.
So we go to the tree and then keep going.
You see, at the end, right next to the square, you see a rubbed out mark that looks like an E.
What shape is the monastery? Like, is it a
square?
Is it a square or a circle?
It's a pretty square building.
Okay. Well,
looks like an E. Is there an E in the word Tay? Like
yes.
The monastery of Tay?
There's also an E on a map if you look at north, south, east, west.
Oh. Oh, that doesn't really matter.
Did the mountain guide have a compass on him?
He just gave us his shit? No, he didn't choose to bring a compass, because that is not essential, Daniel.
He's like, oh, I don't
He would have had a compass on him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the compass.
Okay.
Because I don't know if any of us had one since we had a guide, but we have one now.
Shot in the face and dealt bajillion damage, too.
Okay.
Did you even roll for the health of our guide? He could have had, like, 27 health.
Yeah, I didn't give him that much health to begin with.
Oh.
So, when you...
Yes. Mountain men are known for being frail pussies.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Okay.
If you guys continue to walk around, you see there's a stairway that goes up to a second level. You go up there, you find an altar.
Okay.
Is Gretzky standing there?
Nope, you don't see any people.
How the f*** did you get here?
You don't see any people.
I've been here the whole time.
Okay.
There is a spot hidden.
Yep. I failed mine.
We're doing spot hidden?
Yeah.
Impale, OT6.
Fail. Gretzky's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
We believe that he's dead.
That's why I said there is no
spot. The impale immediately recognizes that the figures etched into the altar are the 5 Buddhas you saw in a previous monastery that were on tapestries.
And one of them was the white acolyte?
One of them was the man in the hooded yellow hood, I believe is what they called it.
Okay. And if I put the statues in a certain order, does it unlock a door to take us to Drachmar?
They're not statues. They're etched into the table itself.
Oh. If I push them in a certain order...
No.
Troy danced in front of it.
It's a theme from Funky Town.
Anthropology or theology, anyone?
Don't forget to bring
a towel.
Well,
actually, you don't need to because you've seen them before. You've seen them before.
Yeah, they're Buddhas.
Yeah. So from left to right, you see what they were identified as before, the Great Brilliance, the Victorious Lady, Boundless Life, Jewelborn, and the God in Yellow is the hooded figure. That's what they were described as to you before.
Yay.
Cool.
King of Yellow, guys.
Troy, you smell something sweet.
Awesome. Put a gun in my mouth and shoot myself.
It smells a little weird.
You could just be having a stroke, I mean.
Like rotten fruit?
Maybe.
Cool.
You walk around, try to find it?
I will try to find the source of it, yeah.
You find a small alcove, and inside you find 5 rotting corpses. Roll sand.
That's not sweet. Having smelled death before, it doesn't smell sweet. Not even a little. Not a bit.
Suck a dick.
It is only one loss.
At this point, should we really be losing sand for dead bodies?
These bodies are... They're somewhat mutilated.
Okay, that's a different story, I guess.
There's 5 of them?
There were 5 of them. One of them appears to be some kind of priest, and perhaps some of his assistants. One of them is a child.
Well, like, we know what happened to the child. I think they'll give us a reward.
None of them by like clothing, I would determine to be any of the rest of the party that we're following.
No. Okay. You would assume them to be people who would live in the monastery.
It's just an alcove?
Except for the boy. You were told a boy approached and never came back.
I wish it was that easy. Yep. Here's Corey. Job's done.
It's probably a room about this size.
Okay.
Yeah. On your way there, you did see like a couple of other smaller rooms like that that were empty.
Can I? I don't have any really way to know.
I'm going to start a fire.
Okay. You start a fire.
Is it medicine to try to determine
like forensics?
How they? Yeah. I don't have any. Of that
shit. Yep. Go ahead and, yeah.
Useless doctor.
Yeah, unless you show that. Unless you
I'm
show
not
it to
a doctor.
People.
I mean, yeah, base medicine.
Eat a dick. Wolf.
I mean.
Dun dun. That's never going to be out.
The body of the man who looks to be oldest.
Me.
Has a mashed jaw.
Okay.
The others' necks appear to be twisted the wrong way. You can kind of assume what probably happened to them.
Yeah, they were watching.
Did this guy just come in here and just like go Rambo on?
There's
a priest and assistants.
There's a little bit of writing at the end where he talks about being a monster, maybe.
Oh, and he said he thought he killed the White Acolyte, right?
Yeah, but I don't. That could be here. That could have been in Drakmar. We don't really know.
Okay.
That's why I was asking if he had written down anything more.
Nope.
So we really have no idea. Since Angus isn't good for much else, I'm going to start cooking something, because we just spent 8 hours climbing this height.
Yeah. In fact, you're incredibly tired. Sleeping's probably a good idea.
It's a good call. What's,
I also tossed his body out in the snow.
Oh, I mean, it was sitting outside already, but sure.
I wonder how I knew we were coming, though. Is it, like, snowy or anything up there at all?
It's not snowy. No. There is snow on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
He said there was snow.
It's windy.
Can I roll, like, a spot hidden to look for, like, tracks? Like, non-human-type tracks?
Sure. Or just any kind of tracks that lead away from the monastery?
I'm assuming that whatever killed these things probably was not Scaponi. It's pass.
All you see are human tracks.
Is there any tracks leading away from the monastery that we didn't?
No.
Well, there goes the square being the monastery theory. Maybe.
Well, I mean, it's been quite some time. They left.
Can we
quite
correlate?
A ways ahead of us. It's not like
we know when they. We know when they left.
I wasn't looking for their tracks.
No, but I'm saying we know when they left.
Yeah.
We know it's he wrote it as day 76. Is he writing them as days, or is he writing the dates?
No dates.
Right, but we know when this ship left. There's a newspaper that tells us what day that was.
It's been some time.
Right. I'm curious as to how long it's been.
Yeah, we have an article.
Like, we literally have the day that the ship set sail. So if we go 76 days from that day, that would tell us when the last article was written.
Do the math, because I don't remember what the date was. Does it have the date on there?
I'm pretty sure. Do we know what's our date right now?
There was the date.
I don't remember.
I mean, there's a date what the article was written. I don't know if that's the day they left.
Left? Oh. Italian edition expedition leaves from Napoli for Bombay today. So they left 17th August.
I didn't see that.
So 76 days from 17th August would be the day of that final journal entry.
There's 30 days in August.
Or
in
November. So
what year was that?
End of November.
1929.
You guys left in 1930.
Yeah. They left in 1929, though.
Yeah.
Right.
So 76 days.
Right. I'm just trying to get it in line here. Because what's interesting then to me is...
They would be months ahead of you, if that's as a good accuracy.
Right, but has this guy been in this monastery for 2 days, or has he been here for 2 years? You know what I mean?
You wouldn't really know.
No, but I can at least... I can correlate a date.
76 days, I mean, from that, is gonna, it's roughly going to be the end of November.
And we left in March, right?
I think we left sooner than that.
Did we?
I thought we left sooner than that.
Well, but what I'm saying is he... The timeline doesn't make sense to me. So is he... It's springtime, isn't it? Or it's summer. We've come a full year. So this expedition would have been up here at the same time that we were dealing with shit in Scotland?
Accurate.
No.
Yes, absolutely. They would have been up here at the exact same time we were in Scotland.
No, because it was 28.
It was 28. That was a year before. Scotland. No, you're right. That was a year before.
We did a full year.
You would
year.
Have been around Doug's farm.
Yeah, we would have been basically at Doug's farm.
Yeah, because we took a full year off.
Yep. There's a whole year between Scotland and Doug's farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would have basically...
But what I'm saying is he's been living up here like a madman for at least
6 months.
6 months, yeah. If not longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long have those bodies been dead?
You find food. I mean, there's some food in there. That's been sustaining himself.
How long have those bodies been dead?
I don't have...
Do they look like mummies? Like, are they still whole?
Unless somebody with medicine can look at them, you're not going to know. So somebody with medicine is going to have to see
them. Hey, there's some bodies over here.
Nope.
You're going to know the difference between somebody... Is the blood dry underneath them?
They're dry.
They are dry.
The bodies are dry.
He's been here for months then.
Yeah.
Where the fuck's he been getting food from?
The Chochos, they bring it to him.
Just one of those plot holes in this book.
No, I just the dates just don't seem right. Anyway, okay. So he's been getting food from somewhere. He's been here for months. He killed those people, which is why they haven't come up here, because he killed the little boy for whatever reason. And they all died from being bludgeoned to death or suffering trauma to the neck. He didn't shoot any of them.
None of them have gunshot wounds.
Odd. Okay.
Which is why I don't think it's him, necessarily.
You went and saw the bodies, San.
I impaled it, so.
You passed?
Yeah.
It's only one to pass.
And there's nothing else. There's no literature. There's no other paintings. There's no other drawings. There's nothing
You do
else
see books, there. But none of those books would be in any language you can understand.
So. You don't know that.
You see books. Pick one up.
I look at it.
It's in a language you don't understand.
What language is it?
You don't know that.
You guys studied what? Which language did you study?
He just got
I didn't study any languages.
Hindi? It's not Hindi. It is a language similar.
It would take me like 2 months to read it anyways, so...
I...
Take a day?
Start now.
There's not really a role from what I'm wanting.
Well, let's just rest and see what happens tomorrow.
Does it just look like basic literature then? It doesn't look like a diary or nothing like that? It
looks like religious literature.
Okay.
Does not appear... There's not really a role in here that I can think of off the top of my head to tell you that they do not appear to be like Cthulhu Mythos tomes. They don't appear to be of anything.
Well, what I'm saying, I don't read Cyrillic, but I recognize Cyrillic. If he knows Hindi and it's Sanskrit, I believe that it's...
Okay. Well, yeah. Then you're right. Yeah, it's similar. It seems to be Tibetan.
Okay. So you would know... If they use the same writing...
Yeah, it's very similar.
You can't read Spanish, but you can recognize that it's a Romance language.
Fair.
All right. Either way, I'm not going to be able to read it or anything important.
So, I mean, we're not into some sort of culty area either, because they're clearly worshiping the Buddhas still.
Yes.
So we're not anywhere near Drakmar. I don't know what... Angus is like, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do without a mountain guide. If we have no papers, we don't know which way they went. We're literally like on the side of a mountain, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a crudely drawn map on the wall.
Okay, everybody roll your base 10 navigate.
I mean, how wide is this mountain that, I mean, at this point that we're at?
What do you mean, how wide is it?
How wide is it?
Is it a 5-foot step and we fall 1,000 feet to death, or
Oh, no. You got a long ways to go. See, but before, this is a long time ago, Siva had told you you were about 3 days away from where Drachmar was believed to be.
Right.
So if you sleep tonight, you believe you're another day away from it.
We had to keep climbing the mountain to get there too, right? Not just the monastery?
Okay. Yeah, you had to go past the monastery.
Is it still a climb from here on? Or is it just kind of like...
Okay. No, it's not.
You guys already figured out about how wide this is.
You still
got to
go up.
Like,
I mean, is there only
like one direction we can go?
There are paths.
I'm assuming we're literally physically like, you know, pitons and ropes climbing, aren't we? Or no?
Not completely.
I just can't imagine that there's just
you're not going up sheer cliffs. There will be some climb checks, but you're not going up straight.
But if there's a temple at the top of this thing, they would have built something, more than likely.
It's fiction. I don't have a goddamn clue what they did. I guess I'll look at the map and roll navigate to see if I understand it.
Okay.
I don't know what you want here.
I mean, you could kind of look at it and figure out which direction's east and have a general idea of which direction we need to go.
Maybe. That assumes that it might point to the local 7-Eleven. We have no idea where it's going without any writing.
There's no sushi places up here.
Right, but there's a 7-Eleven. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Those sons of bitches are everywhere!
So are sushi places!
there's a new one that just opened up if anybody wants to go. I really want to go to all you
places. Schroeder noticed the E kind of scratched out on the wall. Does it look like it's just one letter?
Yeah.
Or does it look like there was more and we just can't read what it says?
No, it looks like it was one letter. A capital letter E.
Let's just go to sleep.
Maybe the way will show up in our dreams.
Don't say that.
While we're suffocating.
That's too loud. It's out there.
Our title track, Holy, is provided by Sleep for the Weary from their latest album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow the Rancor's Brothel at rancorsbrothel.com, and be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoyed the show. See you next time.